We finished that Mishnah. We're up to have his order to tell me.
Explains each element. The lawyer's Zoba, the Yitin Tam, Shane Tam, Safe Balloon, Metadavashina, Emmet, the Dava Zoba Zodin. I want to get just an explanation. I actually spoke about this recently. They had the Yeshiva went away for, they go away at the end of this man, and then we had like a few days off, and so we talked about Stephen and Yanim. And one of the Inyanim, I think one of the topics they asked to speak about was the Inyan of Iyun. And why do we need to learn Iyun and so on? So I think the most elementary understanding that's important to give over is, it says in the Mishnah that there's three in the parts of Talmud Torah. There's Mishnah, and then the Sai Mitzad, the way the Mishnah was written, and Sai Mitzad, any Ksav that's being interpreted in its fullest needs to be developed, and that's real Iyun. So Iyun means to be able to reconstitute the original meanings behind it. If you learn something without being Me'ayin in it, for instance, the Gemara says, if someone were to pass from a Mishnah, it could be ending up doing terrible things that are wrong, simply because he doesn't know what's a chaser massive achikatani. On the other hand, if a person, the same thing in Shemaruch, if you don't work out an understanding of why, what, when, if you don't understand the havana behind something, somebody was telling me yesterday, this person, you know, he's telling me, what is Shashikas? It kind of means you have to be Mekayim Ashtar, even if you made it at Temis. And I asked him why. I mean, he didn't know the obvious shot it, but, you know, taking the words of Gemara as they are without understanding it is wrong. Any time you're not able to flesh out and explain what's the story, is it a deraisa, a derabana, a takana? The Rambam in his Sefer, which is the masterpiece of gravity and precision, many times adds a few words like Chachamim or Metakim. It gives you a whole different perspective than if you just have the points. Some of the Kitsurim get me very nervous. You know, there's a Kitsur that they use, Filchus Nidalak, one of the Kitsurim. I don't like it at all because from looking at the text, you could never tell if this is a Mishnah or it's a tract of one of today's Poskim who said something. Giving it a certain mahalach, this is what it says. This is like Rambam says, this is what Chachamim learned from a drasha. These are the connects they made. All of that background information goes into giving the havan of it. And therefore, if you're not mevar the halacha, you're not going to be able to come up with the evidence. There's another nekuda, and I guess this is not relevant to this mission, it's relevant to Iyun, is, and relevant to the Rambam, besides which there's also a certain in the world of using Torah to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ein Sof, it must be that in the Gemara, there must be a chelik of the limud that's also Ein Sof, which is the more you think into it. So lehavdil, just like science, it doesn't seem to be any end to being able to be chaykeh and to understand each one what lies behind that, what lies behind that, what lies behind that. And the 13th Torah, which is Kulik deals with the Ritzvayne or Ein Sof HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it should be like that. So there's a so the Iyun, it falls under two broad categories. One is what the Mishnah says here, that Habizur B'Talmud Shashig HaTalmud Zod. If you learned the Halacha Ibaflechlech, if you learned it just Mikufia, and you weren't Mizvayne Mishamik, why and what and so on, you're going to mess it up and get it wrong. Here also, you're going to mess it up and get it wrong because you're not going to know all the Kirti Halachas and so on and so forth. That's the second area, which is not really the Indian over here, which deals with the fullness of being able to get a certain halacha and be able to use the halacha as a ladder, so to speak, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's in the mahalach of the Iyun that leads to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to show Mashama v'zor b'talma, lo v'zor b'mishna, v'chein to v'shech m'shetamke, lo v'zor talma z'yaysa. So a person doesn't have the Mishnah, he doesn't know them, he's also going to mess up partially what it says. I mean, you can mess up over there. Aber Pirsch, da wir sehr, wenn Lomaschir ist Talmud Eulitz, da למעשים. מעשים שייכים לגוף החומרי. ולפעול מעשה הוא שומר לאדם החומרי, אינו איתוי, והוא טועה. אבל שיח להמשך טועה, זאת פיגו תאום ולזדות, כי מה שאתה אומר שיח לא יהיה לו לתת. למועד אבל דעים אל אדם שייך בחשר, ומשאב את הכלו של לפנו. כבר השייך בזה שיש רגיק של אירוע, אבל עוד שיש גורד נער מאיר, והוילך משאב את הכלו, ושום לב על זה, בבד את זה אוהל לזדות, אף שיש גורד נער מאיר, ולא שום לב על זה.
Remember, Nachum said a shear in the Durham.
Tugin Dharma, I think it was the other side, if I'm not mistaken. But the point was, he was Taifis Mitzad the Chutz, and not Mitzad. So when we deal, okay, one more muscle. Whenever we deal with pure math, the answers are going to be absolutely emes. So if I have an equation, I solve for an equation, that answer either is right or wrong. And if it's right, it's 100% right. The clarity of it is 100%. If I deal with an application, like being that these are the stresses, the strains that are on the high tech building, will this building hold up or not? So mathematically, theoretically, it is supposed to hold up, not supposed to hold up, but there are issues. The material is not 100%, and it's not laid out exactly, and the people standing there are standing to the side. It meets the chaimah shaboy. There are distortions, and there is no purity of emes. So he says, the Talmud itself, which is the etzem sichlius, and that's why when we clear a hakira, one of the problems that yeshiva bachim have, and it creates a certain, what we'll call it, a crisis of faith, when you make the move from lamdis to halacha, when a gemara gets married and starts learning instead of Rambam, because the Mishnah learns Torah Beis Esev, Shulchan Aruch, and Beis Kelim, he all of a sudden realizes that the world is not as neat as he thought it would be. In learning in the Gemara setting, there's a Kshrei Rambam, there's a Hakira, you split the Rishonim straight down the line with the Hakira, you show how he holds this side instead of that side, and presto, everything is perfectly answered. And it's trusted that the Torah is pure fitness as it is. In Shulchan Aruch, in Halach, it's not like that at all. It's always more like, the Stamets, Naito Motoriz, a little more like that. It's a very, very different type of, Tzugang. And the reason is because one is dealing with the Gemara, which is pure and it's sort of, sickly, let's call it, and so on. And one is dealing with the things that are chaimedik. So he says, if you make a toast in the chaimedik of things, it's not such an avla, because it's native. It allows for toast. So if a person is playing the Mishnah, so he should have been zayir, but mitzvah the Mishnah shabbai, the Mishnah is mat'eh. The Mishnah it has a way of sort of being deceptive when you look at it. But the Gemara itself is supposed to be a clarification of it. And therefore, when a person is not clear in that, then he has a problem. So if the person doesn't know quite to the halacha lemaisa, then okay, you say to yourself, the shikadas is that way. But avaseichel shachtos ufigah talmud elazod kimachas shatalmud usich lahar lelitayis lemad avdei laorim shelach b'choishech u'mishabes hakel shalafanav. So okay, you say it's shaych shaygeg because it was dark and it's hard to tell whether kelim or whether not. Aber odem shesh b'yad ner meir v'hoilach u'mishabes hakelim. But if you have a candle and you're not using it and it's light, why aren't you looking? So if a person is osuk in the Mishnah, in other words, that's his asik, then it's not always easy to discern what exactly is nekuda or what not. But if a person is asik in Talmud, he says there's no such thing in halacha. So let's go back again to the marshal we gave. If a person is learning Gemara and he's not magdir something clearly, in other words, he's missing in the shalom Ayla the masculine. You know, it's either or. Either it's up or down, there's no in between, there's no gray, it's either Olam Haba or Gehenim. That's one of the most common themes in the Shmuzim. When a person leaves the yeshiva setting and he comes out to the outside world, then he begins to realize things are very complex and there are never clear-cut issues where you can say this or this, and it's a lot more more common, it's a lot more complex. It's one of the tensions that used to be between Rabbanim and Rosh Hashivas, that a Rosh Hashiva was living in a world that lived with the Shleimus Shaboy, with the Emes Shaboy, and that if that could take on a very, very sharp clarity. A person who's sitting himself and dealing with Yud Gimel Ikrim, and if Tugan gives, you know, yeah, you could believe a little more, a little less, not so much like this and that, the person's lucky. On the other hand, when you're dealing with a tzibur, and people are saying some things that are off and this and that, they're good people, but you know, what they say is not so good. And you sort of fancy, you know, it's not 100% muchas, it's a little bit of a gray area. So it's definitely, it's the right approach when you're dealing with tzibur and people who have some issues, and you have to be a lot more, what's the word, gray, I guess, for lack of a better word. Masha'in came in a certain world of perfection. You need to be very, very strong and say, okay, this is it, and that's it, and so on and so forth. So it's a combination of both. And so in the world of Ashkafa, it's important to understand, so people make two mistakes. They either never adjust to the Olam HaMaisa, or they become very, very or fakir, so they become disillusioned with what was Olam HaYeshivas, and they feel, you know, there's no it was naive, it was silly, it's not. The two go together. There's a certain mahalach of at a certain level of a clarity, and this is the way it is, and that's that. And on the other hand, there's a certain level of application which is not clear. Just like there's one type of Torah that's emes in the Rambam, and there's one type of Torah that's emes in Shacharuch. If somebody sits and learns the Shacharuch with Ramban the way Reb Chaim learns the Rambam, he's silly. He's not emes. It's not. It doesn't work like that. Just that's mitzvah of the limud. It's a pshara. I mean, just the whole Shacharuch is a pshara of the peshitas, and you know, weighing and measuring. It's achrog the peshitas. Masha'im came, the Rambam himself, Mishnah Torah is not, it's one person, and it's not meant to be halacha sefer, it's meant to be a summation of Kol HaTorah Kula, and that has a different characteristic to it. Any questions?
No, we're good.
Good.
Okay.
Shlach. Thank you.